Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after, it's my strawberry letter for today. Subject, I have a little issue with my new man. But right now, nephew Tommy is here with the prank phone call. You got a little prank for us?
Parasite.
They little too.
All right.
Now yeah, this is sure.
Y'all ain't ready for this now. Carla, put your seatbelt on.
Oh, goodness.
Junior.
I'm buckled up.
Strap up.
They're little bugs.
I'm ready, man.
Shirley.
I don't do bugs.
Yeah, but where are they? Where are they, though?
Oh.
Uh-oh. We're going to call this man, and we're going to talk to him because I am the doctor.
This boy here.
Run that thing, cat.
Hello? Hello, I'm trying to reach a Brian. Brian.
Yeah, this is he.
Hey, Brian, this is Dr. Jacob. How you doing today?
Yeah, I'm doing good. I hear you, doctor. I'm doing good.
Okay. Listen, you actually came in maybe like 2.5 weeks ago here to my office and got a physical for life insurance?
Yeah. Everything okay?
Well, everything's been pretty good. I'd like to see if I can get you to come in. And, I everything's going to be fine, but I got a small procedure we'd like to do to actually, right now you're not approved for your life insurance due until this procedure's done. So if you don't mind coming in, we'd like to get you taken care of. When can I schedule you to come in? Like maybe tomorrow or the following day?
Yeah, what kind of procedure is it?
Well, actually, I don't know if you've heard of it. This is the orchiostomy.
Nah, I got something. That's got something to do with my eyes. What's that?
So it's got something to do with your what now?
It's got something to do with my eyes. I ain't heard of it. What's that?
No. Orchiostomy has nothing to do with the eyes. No, nothing at all. We found a little bit of parasites in a particular area, and what we want to do is make sure we just remove it completely, and you'll be fine. You'll get your life insurance. You and your family will be great. So can I get you to come in tomorrow or maybe Thursday afternoon?
That's fine. What area I found the parasites in?
Actually, one of your testicles has some parasites. So what we're going to do is what's called a orchiostomy. An orchiostomy is actually removing that testicle completely. And then everything will be fine. It's all confined, and we'll be able to remove it. You'll be on your way. You'll get your life insurance, and everything will be fine, okay? Like I said, can I get you to come in tomorrow?
My testicle?
Well, only one, and it's not going to take long. It's a 30-minute procedure, but we want to get you to come in tomorrow or the next day. Can we get you to, what day are you available?
I just went for a routine physical. How I got to remove a testicle?
Sir, you know what? Oftentimes when people come in for life insurance, these type of things happen. So we want to get you in and get it out as quickly as possible.
Man, I went in for a routine physical, man. Y'all weren't supposed to be checking all this extra stuff. Man, I get a parasite in my testicle. Y'all going to remove a testicle, man? I'm 25, man. My wife, we ain't got no kids, man. We trying to build it. I got to remove a testicle?
Let me say this to you, Brian. You're going to be completely fine. You'll be able to create children. You'll be able to live a normal life. You know, you'll just be, you won't have all of them, but you'll have enough to create children. You understand?
I can't come in for that. Nah.
Sir, is there any way I can get you in tomorrow afternoon or the Thursday afternoon so we can kind of get this thing taken care of and we can get you moving on your way and the people can get the life insurance papers together and so forth?
Nah, man. Man, we ain't rescheduling. Man, I need a second or third opinion on that, man. You talking about taking away one of my... Man, we ain't rescheduling nothing, man. I'm going to need to see another doctor, man. That's some...
Sir, you can go around the entire city and see several doctors. I'm here to tell you, you're just going to be wasting time. I'm going to try to knock this thing out for you.
Knock it out? I ain't agreed to nothing. This some... Man, y'all just doing this to get money, man. This is rescheduling nothing, man. I need to take a third opinion. This is bull.
Brian, I tell you, if you come in and let me get this thing taken care of, you know, I have you back. You know, big ball and shot calling before it's all over, you know?
Hey, what the mean big ball and shot calling, man? I told you, man, I ain't going in for none of that, man. I'm supposed to tell my wife, man, this ain't cool, man. I ain't going in for that, man. I'm rescheduling, man.
You rescheduling? What do you mean you're rescheduling, sir?
I'm getting another opinion. I ain't going in for that.
Okay, but I'm trying to make you a big baller, shot caller, you know?
Man, what the What is your name, man? You supposed to be a doctor. You even making little jokes, man. You doing a little play on words, man. That ain't even funny, man. I'm calling the insurance company and telling them they send me to a doctor, man. Man, you think you're funny. It ain't funny, man. You over here making a little joke. Man, that ain't funny, man. I'm taking a pain, man.
After getting all of the work that we got, the blood work, the urine work, the complete physical, that's when we realized that you had parasites in a particular area. So what we're trying, I'm trying to make humor in it just to make you feel a little bit more comfortable. I apologize. All right?
Man, that ain't funny, man. You ain't the one losing no... Man, that ain't funny, man. If I had a situation, the nurses would have told me then. Y'all ain't tell me nothing, man. You had me thinking I'm all good. Now you telling me I got to come in to remove a testicle, man.
We had to run tests on you, sir. We got tests back. Well, you do have the parasites, and what we want to do is make sure we get them completely cleared out. The only way I can clear that out is to remove that testicle.
You, man. This is some man. I ain't got no parasites, man. This man, y'all be running all these tests on me, man. I'm going to another doctor, man, because this man, I ain't got no parasites, man. All these tests y'all talking about, y'all running me, I got to remove them. That's some you over here making jokes. That's why I know you a doctor, man. I ain't got no parasites, man. I'm calling my insurance. I'm telling them I ain't dealing with your man, because you, man, I ain't got no parasites, man.
Brian, let me make you understand something clearly here. It's my job as a physician that if the patient doesn't come to me, it's my job to come to you and extract the problem. You're leaning towards me having to come to your home and extract the problem.
Man, what you want to come to my mother house, man? You a I want you want to step with the house, man. Try to test this, man. You a doctor, man. I'm going to another doctor. I'm getting another test, and they go, I ain't got no parasites, man. This
sir, you got the parasites, and you only have 24 hours for me to get
I ain't got
you, sir, I have to move on this quickly, Brian, okay?
Dude, I'm not going to tell you that again. I ain't got no parasites, man. I've been with my girl 3 years. She ain't got me. I ain't got a parasite, man.
It's not something that's transmitted. It doesn't come from another human being. It just develops in one out of every 3 or 4 million people. You actually have it, Brian. I got to extract it from you.
You trying to tell me I'm the one out of 3 million? Man, you're not going to come to my life like that. I ain't got a parasite, man.
Brian, there's something else that you have that I haven't told you about. There's something else I need to tell you.
What the I got? You just told me I got parasites. What else do I got?
Brian, you just got pranked. You just got pranked by nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your wife, Anika, got me to prank phone call you.
I be man. I'm
was that too far, y'all?
You think?
Man.
You gotta ask.
Hey,
you
man.
Know. Huh?
You brilliant, boy.
Thank you, bro. Thank
boy,
you.
Boy, you brilliant.
Thank you.
I would have never thought of that.
Stupididocious, boy. Stupididocious.
Give him his flowers while he's still alive.
Yes. Give me my stupidity Junior. While I'm alive.
Where'd you come up with that idea, man?
I don't know. All right, Saturday, April 13th, Glenside, Pennsylvania, baby. That's Nephew Tommy and some more. We will be in the building, Keswick Theater. We got two shows, 7 p.m. and 10 p.m. Once again, that is Saturday, April the 13th, and you do not want to miss it. Tickets are on sale right now. Slide on down a week later. It's me and Bruce in the building. Knoxville, Tennessee, here we come. Friday, April 19th, 8 p.m., Knoxville Civic Auditorium. Me and Bruce. In the building. That's an all Ticketmaster. You gotta say it like that. Me and Bruce.
You all hype with it.
In the building. We slanging. I'm on the joke slanging tour right now. You know, I'm moving around the country. I'm slanging.
Well, that's a good thing. And you're selling out. That's even better.
That's a beautiful thing.
Please tell our girls some more. We said what's up.
I definitely will.
Yeah,
and I get y'all a picture of her shoes, too.
Yes, okay. Her whole outfit. She's always fly.
She's always fly.
Glasses, everything.
She never misses.
Fly and funny at the same time.
She's hilarious. Yeah,
that's my
she's
joke. Hilarious. Lower your voice.
When are you coming to L.A.? I meant to ask you that. Because when you come to L.A., for sure.
You there.
You going to put it there?
Come on, Sherry. You ain't going to believe how I'm going to show up.
You rolling out the car.
Okay.
You going to show up with 20 people.
All right. Thank you, nephew. Building. Up next, it is the Strawberry Letter subject. I have a little issue with my new man. Okay. We'll get into it right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.